And now, here's something we hope you'll really like.
You're listening to
Creating Daily.
There's something wrong with you. You know that?
Because you and I are like a mullet. Sid is the business, so he's the front part of the haircut, and then I'm the party in the back.
I think they're hilarious.
Speaks to me. It's like he's saying what I'm thinking.
All right, what is up, everybody? Welcome to another episode of Creating Daily. I'm your host, Billy Thorpe, and I'm super excited about today's episode. We're going to be talking about Merch Madness, which some of you might be like, what the heck is that? It's the madness that we go through as creators, as business owners, as podcasters, live streamers. We all have this bright idea at times to go, oh, I should make a t-shirt and sell it. And then maybe some of you don't because you go through the process, you learn that it's really expensive, it's very time consuming. Or maybe on the other foot, some of you go, yeah, here we go. And you start swiping your credit card, you buy hundreds of shirts, and now you're still washing your car with them. Well, hopefully after today's episode, that is no longer going to be the case because I'm going to share with you a strategy that I've been using for years with customers of mine. For some of you who don't know me that well, I came from the screen printing promotions world, started a screen printing business in 2013, and primarily helped nonprofits launch apparel brands to create additional streams of revenue into their nonprofit. So that was a lot of fun. We're going to cover all that stuff today. I got a lot of notes. I'm going to try to get through them all today. But if I don't get through them, maybe I'll do an extended version some other time. But we're going to walk through a process that I use for this. So anyway, before we do, as always, got some news here.
That's news to me.
Creating Daily. All right, for all you Amazon influencers out there, I just got this email in today, so I thought I would share it just in case you haven't seen it, or maybe you're interested in being an Amazon influencer. This would push you over the line, but they have left a message in my inbox. It says, higher commissions are in effect, even more on qualifying purchases from your product categories. Use Idea Hub. Use the Idea Hub there. Refresh your product ideas. Get some great deals. That way you can boost your earnings through May 4th. So some of those categories include the home category, health and personal care, home improvement, beauty category, office products, kitchen, business, industrial supplies, shoes, handbags, and accessories. So if you're an Amazon influencer, there you go. You can make a little bit more money. Go check that email if you haven't already. And also want to let you know this is brought to you by Bullhorn. So Bullhorn is a live streaming platform that I am live on right now as we speak. And if you're over there, please tell hello in the chat. If you want to call in is on as well. So we'll do a Q&A session here at the end of this. And if you're a creator and you're a live streamer, go check out Bullhorn. Go check out Bullhorn. Really cool platform. And real quick, I want to say hey to my friend Rich Graham over checking in on the chat. What's up? What's up? Oh, here we go. We got Kevin Hyde joining in over on LinkedIn as well. We got Nee, my friend Nee. What's going on, Nee? Nee was really bummed that I wasn't going to be live on Clubhouse anymore, but Nee, thanks for jumping over. And Chris Vaglio, thank you so much, man. What's up? Good to see you guys. I'm excited to get into some merch stuff. Oh, yeah, I forgot. I got another segment, though, because I like to highlight other creators, so let's go.
Creator highlights.
No cooking necessary, no assembly required.
It's got to be funky.
All right, today's creator highlight is brought to you by my friends over at Maven Coffee. So they are a small batch Colombian coffee company. I'm actually sipping on it right now. Actually, what's on the screen there, if you can see it, is the signature blend, my favorite blend. My wife and I have this sent to Puerto Rico every single month by the four bags of this stuff a month. We love it. It is hand-selected, all these beans, and the whole process is very micro. I want you to think small. They take trips to Colombia. They are from Colombia, but they take trips back to Colombia to work directly with these farmers, and they're literally award-winning micro lots that are available online, or if you're in the Wilmington, North Carolina area, right there, right there in Wilmington. You can go get you a cup of Joe or just go to mavencoffee.com and check those guys out. And the creator highlight today goes to my friend Allison Lex. So she's a high conversion copywriter. She's a podcaster. She's a marketer. And she actually co-hosts a podcast called System to Thrive, where she helps entrepreneurs and coaches consistently sell their products, programs, and services without their customers feeling like they're only in it for the money. And I wanted to highlight Allison today because I have a personal or I have a relationship with her, and I've had a personal experience with her where I needed someone to help me with copywriting. So I called her, I got on the phone, I got on what was supposed to be a 15-minute phone call. She gave me a little bit more time than that and was brutally honest with me, and I wasn't a really good fit client for her, but she gave me some tips, some tricks, some how-tos, even followed up with some task things to do. So it really, really made me a big fan of hers. She just wasn't getting on a call to try to sell me, all that kind of stuff. So Allison, thank you so much. And go check out that podcast as well. Once again, that podcast is called System to Thrive, where they're going to help entrepreneurs, business owners, all that kinds of stuff. All right. Then, we got my friend Jeff Dolan. Just invited him. He's going to come on the show pretty soon. March Madness, love it. Let's go Heels. Go Heels. I don't know anything about March Madness because I don't really do sports, but I figured that might be a little confusing. However, maybe a little attractive as well. Then Ryan Sullivan says, I need to get my merch game up. Awesome. Well, I hope to help everyone out today. And once again, I'm going to share a strategy with you. Now, Creating Daily is not a place where you come learn rules. It's where you come get inspired. You come take some of the stuff and make it your own. Make it your own ideas. All right. So I'm not here to say, hey, this is the end all way to do it. And then also, once again, there's a lot of content here, and I may or may not get through it all, but if you have a question, just write Q, colon, and then your question. That way I can quickly zoom back through the comments and find them. Also, if you join me on Bullhorn, there is a questions chat, and I actually chatted the Q, colon thing, but I forgot. Bullhorn actually has questions over there. All right, so before you go out and have anything printed, before you go out and you create a design or have anything printed, or you go build an online store and put 1,000 products in it just because you can, we all know you can go get a direct-to-garment company like Printful or Printify or whatever. Just because you can doesn't mean you should. And I want you to consider a few things before you do that. Before you just take your podcast logo or your live stream logo or your business logo and you just splat it on 500 products and put it on your website and go, look, everybody, look what I made. And then you don't get any money. All right. And this is the only thing that you get is this sound right here. Little crickets. All right. I know I've heard this story so many times being in this industry. People are like, man, I started this apparel line. I got on this company, Bonfire or whatever. I created all these products, and I just don't understand why this isn't working. And so the reason why it's not working is because your community didn't ask for it, or you didn't ask them for it. So a couple things to consider here, and this is really like a 5-step community task is kind of what I've labeled it, okay? Good name, bad name, I don't really know, but it's kind of 5 steps that I would have you run through. If you call me and say, man, I really want to launch apparel, I want you to help coach me on it or whatever, this is what you're going to get. All right, so this first step here is ask your community, one, do they want product? I can't tell you how many times people will just launch stuff, they have no community involvement whatsoever, and they put it out there, and they're just like, why is this not working? You know, I spent all this time, money, energy, resources, and it's not working. So first of all, step one, ask your community, do they want a product? If the answer is yes, then get them involved in the development phase. Okay, don't be just, well, I'm the creative, I got to handle it all, I got to do it all. If they're really part of your community and you've created this really strategic listenership or partnership or whatever that looks like with the people that follow you, then they're going to want to get involved with it. So make sure you invite them to it. So that's the next step, is to say, hey, I would like, so if they say yes, if you're like, hey guys, and this is wherever, okay, I'm not giving you coaching advice on where to go build a community and all that, but if it's a Facebook group, if it's a Discord, if it's a live stream, if it's your Instagram, wherever you get the most engagement with your audience, go there and say, hey, I'm thinking about launching a product for our community. Maybe a t-shirt, maybe a hat, maybe a mug, whatever. Is this something you'd be interested in? And if they go, yes, this is awesome, then respond and say, great, I would like help. I would like your help to develop this product for our community. Would you like to help me? Is this something that you want to help me with? I'm thinking about a t-shirt. I'm thinking about a coffee mug. So you want to really narrow it down to like, hey, I'm thinking about a t-shirt, or I'm thinking about a coffee mug. And they go, yeah, that's cool. Let's do it. Let's move on this thing. Now, the next step here is once you get them to buy in to the idea of creating a product, You want to keep them in the loop of what that's doing. So the next thing you want to do here is, and here's the thing, you can make this, and sorry, my teleprompter is real far away, so I'm like trying to read my own notes. I'm like, oh, maybe I should get some glasses. But I want them to help me to develop this, okay? And you can make this a call to action. So if you're trying to figure out, you know, and I know this question is going to come up, well, how do I get my the attention of my community? How do I know where they're at? All this kind of stuff. It takes a little time, but make it call to actions in your show, in your content. Like right now, hey guys, if you want to join my Discord server, go to onesheet.pro/BillyThorpe and you can join my Discord server. The link is on there, all right? Or message me and I'll send you the link, whatever. So that is what's called a call to action. So make this a part of your show. Give people a place to come be a part of this project. Or maybe you just create a private Facebook group with people who say yes and you go, cool, this is our new merch product group or whatever, and you can do that, right? And you can get them involved that way. So do a call to action. So now, great. The second thing you want to do is work on a couple of designs. Keep this simple. I cannot tell you, and I'm going to get into it later, but keep this super, super simple and easy to make decisions about. Now, because I'm just on here by myself talking, I've actually created some creative stuff to put on the screen to show you what I'm talking about. So this is kind of a role play, and if anybody's joining me, I'm talking about how to pitch this to your community to get them to buy in before you go bonkers and spend all your money and you're just left with a bunch of t-shirts in your closet. All right, so let's jump over to my little fancy, not fancy PDF. So this is what I would do. If I said, hey guys, Creating Daily is thinking about creating a t-shirt. Are you guys want to help me? And you go, yeah, this is great, awesome. Cool, now I'm going to go back. I'm going to get two designs. I'm not going to go 3, 4, 5. I'm going to just do 2. I'm going to keep it really simple. And then I'm going to put the 1 design and 2 design. And I'm going to have them vote on it. And then I'm going to say, hey, check out this guy's. Like, which one do you think? Which one do you like? And maybe that one is just your logo. But I think, I don't want to get on a soapbox, but I think the biggest mistake, especially in the podcasting world, is to say, hey, here's my logo. It's the only option we have, and you either buy it or you don't, and it's my podcast stuff. And a lot of podcasters, I'm gonna be real, and this is, I'm just talking about from one perspective, you know, from the perspective or the industry of podcasts or business, right? Or business, it's, this is the option, take it or leave it. And it's my logo, good or bad. So don't be that person. Don't be that company. Let your community get involved, because one, they bought in by saying, yes, we want to help you. Next, let them buy in by being a part of the decision. Now, I'm not saying have them submit designs, but create a couple designs like I have here. Now, I haven't really created the Creating Daily that you see on the right side. That's just my logo or my branding. But then I created another one that's like creators. Okay, this is a group of creators, right? Now, what I would think about is, you know, do you have something in your community that brings you all together, right? Are you creator? You know, like, and maybe does your community have a name? Have you named your community? By the way, I haven't named the Creating Daily community. I don't know what to call it. You know, like something like Creator Nation sounds pretty fun, but I know like Podcast Nation, whatever, like small business. I think there's a bunch of nations out there. But I want you to think about this. Get them involved. Find something creative that they will really go, oh yeah, maybe it's an inside joke on your podcast. Maybe it's something you call your creators. Maybe you do whatever. Okay, so Nee, being so positive that he is in the comments, says, design number one is ugly. All right, Nee. So one, Nee, I appreciate your feedback. However, I put this together in about 30 seconds in Canva to give an example. But Nee is always so positive. I just thank him so much for joining the show all the time and leaving good feedback. All right, so anyway, so you get design number one, design number two. Okay, so now you go, cool, you guys chose design number one, right? So just for my example, you chose design number one. In my opinion, that's like a better, not a, you know, whatever. Like, I don't like this design in particular, but you get what I'm saying. Like, cool, they don't want the logo, they want number one. All right, so now step number two is to say, okay, cool, let's go. Now, what do you want it on? And give them a couple options. Should we do a t-shirt? Should we do a mug? And you see what I'm doing here. I'm getting them to buy in with, yes, we want to help you. I'm getting them to buy in with, yes, I like the light bulb over the regular logo. I'm getting them to buy in with, I want a t-shirt over a mug. Okay, so they're buying the product way more than just one time. So this is what you want to do. This is why you want to get your community involved. And there's a financial perk to this as well. But right now, it's buying into the design. So they go, oh, we love the t-shirt. We want a t-shirt. Okay, so more people want a t-shirt. You did the poll in your Facebook group or whatever. Now, the next step is to say, okay, cool. What do we want to do? Personally, I do this. I give them a design option between two color palettes. So maybe it's a light bulb on a black shirt, or black on white, white on black, blah, blah, blah. All right, so give them a couple of options. Once again, I cannot stress this enough. You don't want to put a rainbow of shirts out there and say, hey guys, what do you think about white on purple, white on pink, white on yellow, or black on all those colors? You don't want to do that. You want to keep a couple of colors and say, hey, we're doing this or this. Just because you can offer a ton of products doesn't mean you shouldn't. And trust me, I've seen this a million times where people go, nope, I'm going to offer every single product. I'm going to offer in every color. And they end up in the long run spending a bunch of time, energy, and money by printing all these different variations. And then they're like, oh man, this is a disaster. This is a headache. And I'm like, yeah, I know. I told you two options. Keep it to two all the time. And keep it to one product with two options. So anyway, back to my thing. So now they said, all right, dude, this is cool. We want the black t-shirt. We're in for the black t-shirt. Now, what you want to do is you want to stop right here. You don't want to say anything else to your community. You go, okay, great. I'm going to go get some pricing. I'll be back. Now, what you want to do is you want to go figure out. So these are kind of like, that's the five steps of getting your community involved. And then phase two of your project is going to figure out what your cost is. Now, I'm not going to get into, sorry, excuse me. I should hit the mute button. I'm not going to get into it super crazy. There's a couple different ways you can do this. You can do bulk orders. You can do print-on-demand stuff. I am not a fan of print-on-demand. I've not seen it be, it's just the presentation, the ink, the lifespan, all this stuff is not very appealing to me. And I'm at the perspective, I spent a lot of time in the screen printing industry and I see the difference in quality. And I want quality over quantity, right? I know if I can put a good product out there that's gonna last, that's gonna feel good, that's gonna look good, then I'm gonna get repeat business. But if I just put out a turd, all right, I'm not gonna get any business. All right, I'm not gonna get any repeat business. So if this is gonna be a stream of revenue, then it's gotta be a consistent stream of revenue. All right, so you can do DTG, and I'll talk about that sometime because there's some pros to that. But the pro of getting the stuff and getting it bulk is, one, it's going to be a better quality product. Two, it's going to be more cost efficient for you, which means more profit in your pocket. So think about these two things. I'm going to have a better shot at getting this a return customer when I do another design. And then also I'm going to make more money if I can do this right. And I'm going to show you how to do that because some of you might be like, man, I can't buy 35 shirts. I can't buy 50 shirts or 60 shirts. Don't freak out yet. I got a plan. All right. So next thing here is get the total cost of goods. What is this going to cost you? And you want to be strategic. I mean, this is a business. Okay. So you got to treat it like a business. You got to be organized like a business, blah, blah, blah. You know, if you're not from that perspective, then go do something else. Okay. But here's what you have to figure out is what is the total cost of goods? Now, I'm talking about screen printing in particular, and we can talk about DTG stuff, but screen printing in particular is, what is it going to cost me? And what is the shipping going to cost me? Not just the garment, but what is shipping to me if I'm ordering it from afar? And then from me, if I need to ship it out myself? And do they offer, you know, I know some screen printers nowadays will actually offer, you know, print fulfillment or whatever. So they'll fulfill it for you. There's very few and far between screen printers that will do that. More over direct garment printers, but they will. Okay, so figure out what all that looks like for you. And when you're thinking about it, don't forget about the package. Don't forget about the label. Don't forget about the ink. You know, I could tell you all day about some cool printers and Rollo printers and stuff like that that I've used over the years that work great. But figure out what the price is. Now, my next tip for this is get the minimum order quantity priced. All right. I don't care if you have 1,000 people. I don't care if you have 1,000. Let's say, we're in. We're going to buy this product. We love it. We're going to do it. Price the minimum. Listen, just do what I'm asking. Okay, price the minimum. Otherwise, you're going to get stuck holding the bag. I promise. All 1,000 people are not going to order. I don't care if they say they're going to order. I don't care if they all emailed you. I'm ordering. They're not going to order. Okay, not all 1,000. So price the minimum. This is where you're going to make the most money. Price the minimum and go with it. So it might be 24 shirts, 36, 58, 90 million. I don't know. Whatever it is, probably not 90 million, but 100 shirts, whatever, different screen printers, different rules. And do that, okay? Get the minimum price. What is the minimum order quantity? 24 shirts. Perfect. All right, great. What's the price? Oh, it's 10 bucks a shirt. Cool. What's the setup price? Make sure your screen printer will get you all the details. What's the shirt cost? What's the print cost? What's the, you know, and ask them. They might put it all inclusive. They might not. So you want to be sure that you're getting all this detailed information. That way you can divide it by the number 24 and get your price, get your total cost for the shirt, plus the shipping to you and from you. Okay. So anyway, all my vocal coach friends said, don't drink coffee while you're doing a live stream or ever. Here we are. I'm drinking coffee. All right. So anyway, so do that. And just remember, they're not all buying. All right, so get your total cost of goods, get your sheet, and take this design that you created with your community and take that to your screen printer. Say, hey, what's this going to cost me? What's the minimum? You know, all this stuff. Get all these factors that come into it and really ask a lot of questions. Don't just be like, oh, cool, $10 a shirt and move on, because you might get back and they might say, well, it's, you know, it's a little additional for a flash. It's a little bit additional because it's a black shirt. It's a little, you know, blah, blah, blah. And you might be at 10, 15 bucks a shirt. Okay, so. And once again, I'm making up numbers. I haven't priced any shirts in a long time, so I might be super high, might be super low. But this is what you want to think about. And when you're picking out a shirt, I'll say this. I know I'm going to tick some people off. A lot of screen printers and promotional people will sell you the cheapest piece of crap shirt. And I'm not going to say any brands, but we all know who they are because every school in America prints them because they're super cheap. And they feel like a piece of cardboard. They look like a piece of cardboard. And they look like you're just wearing a box with sleeves on it. These shirts will not sell again. Okay? If you're going to charge a premium price, which I'm going to talk about, you need a premium product. So look at different blends. Look at 50-50 blends. Look at Next Level. Look at Bella Canvas. Look at some of these blends that are, you know, tri-blend maybe. I had an old customer, tri-blend. Man, it was awesome. They crushed it. People would buy every shirt they put out, no matter what was on it, because they knew the shirt was comfy. And then I got so much referral business from it because they go, hey, Billy, this person wants to know what kind of shirt we have. I'm going to send them your way. Awesome. Here we go. And tri-blend shirt. They go, well, my other screen printer didn't ever offer me a tri-blend shirt. I'm like, they have access to it. They have access to the same stuff I do, but whatever. Here we go. I got it. I don't know what their deal was, but here we go. I got it. So make sure you pick a good product. And if you can, maybe get a sample. Now, screen printers are probably not going to print you a sample shirt. Maybe they will for 50 bucks a shirt or something. But get a sample of the actual garment, okay? Ask them if you can buy it. They'll ship it to you. They'll bring it to you. You'll drive over there and get it, whatever. Put it on. Wear it. Wash it. Make sure it's something that when you send it out that you're like, dude, I love this shirt. I'm going to wear the shirt. I'm going to stand behind the shirt. I know what it's doing. Test your products. And especially if you're going to do direct-to-garment printing, test your products. Test your manufacturing company. Order a few shirts. Spend $100 on test items. Because I'm telling you, I've worked in the industry as a distributor and got shirts printed right in the middle that were supposed to be left chest. Okay? So make sure that you are testing the product. Make sure you can stand behind it. If you're going to charge $25, $26, $28, $35, I've seen people charge $35 for a t-shirt and get $35, but the quality is there, okay? So make sure that you are, I'm talking a lot. Where's my other stinger? This is, I'm taking a drink. But make sure that you are standing behind the product. Okay, anyway, I'm going to get off my thing. You can tell I'll rant about this all day. So get the total price and get the turnaround time. This is hugely important for the next step, okay? So get the turnaround time. Hey, Mr. Screen Printer, Mrs. Screen Printer, what's the turnaround time? 2 weeks, a month, when am I going to have this box of shirts in my possession? That's what you want to know, because that's going to be hugely important. Now that you figured out your cost, once again, make sure you add labels, printer, all that kind of stuff in there, bags, whatever. And don't forget about transaction fees. All right, this is something we forget about. We forget about transaction fees. Don't forget about that. Make sure you're including that in the price. Make sure that cost is covered. Okay, so it's typically, I don't know what it is now because I'm not really selling a lot to individuals, but maybe like 2.9% plus 30 cents per transaction or whatever. And anyway, we'll talk about that in a minute. So, and then once you have the price, you want to add a percentage to it. Now, I typically sold wholesale and then my customers would take it and double it. Okay, so they're going to keystone that thing. They're going to double it. And that's what they're going to get. So if I sold it to them for, $10, they sell for $20 or $25 maybe. If I sold it for $15, maybe they're selling for $30, maybe they're selling for $28. Maybe, it just depends. Okay, so anyway, add a percentage to it. Be consistent with your pricing as you go. It'll help you out in the long run. Now, the third phase here. So one, you got your community bought in. They've helped you to design the shirt. They've picked the product. They picked the shirt. They picked the color scheme. They're in. You got it priced. You've done all the stuff with your printer, with your promotion product distributor, whatever. You're set. You're ready. You got your pricing down. And next thing you need to do here is do a pre-sale. What? A pre-sale? You mean to sell something that doesn't exist? Exactly. I don't want you to go out and spend a bunch of money. I want you to do a pre-sale because this is going to put your community's rubber to the road. All right, you're going to go, you're going to put out this product, and now, I'm going to go back to my little PDF here. So now I'm going to jump over here to slide 4. Excuse me. So this is the shirt that you guys picked out, theoretically. Once again, if you're joining this live stream, I'm talking about the system to get your community to buy in to your product, to help you create it, all those types of things. To get your merch out there quicker, easier, and with very little expense. Okay, so here's a pre-sale thing. I put a couple things on here. One, I put a date on here. 04/11/2020 at 5 p.m. Eastern. I want to create a sense of urgency around this. I just don't want to say like, oh, hey guys, I'm doing a pre-sale and I'll let you know when it's over. No. Hey guys, what's up? This is Billy. I got this shirt, this creator shirt with the light bulb on it, blah, 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 blah. You guys picked it out. This is awesome. I'm super pumped. I'm going to run this for 7 days. It's going to be over at 5 p.m. next week, next Monday. Go to creatingdaily.live/this-is-not-a-real-sale to figure it out. Now, you can't see this at the bottom, but I have a little disclaimer, or I can't see it anyway. Maybe you can. But I have a disclaimer here that says this is a pre-sale. We have to sell a minimum of 24 shirts. If we don't hit our goal of 24 shirts or whatever, then the order is not fulfilled and you're fully refunded. Okay, you see this all the time. This happens all the time with Kickstarters and pre-sales and all this kind of stuff. Really simple, but you want to make sure you communicate this. And you can communicate it way earlier in the process, after you get the design done, after you get the pricing out there. Just make sure people know this is a pre-sale. And when can they expect their shirt? Can they expect it a month, 2 weeks, 3 weeks? So if the screen printer tells me it's going to be 2 weeks, I'm going to maybe add another 2 weeks. I'm going to say, hey guys, I'm going to get this printed. I'm going to ship them out in a month. Okay. So a month from 4/11, if we hit our goal of 24 shirts, everything's going to be shipped out. Now, over promise or under promise and over deliver. All right. This is why I add a little extra time. Now, a month seems pretty ridiculous, but you never know. And you got to make sure your screen printer's on it and gets this stuff done. So this is it. Now, how do you get them to pay? That's the question, right? Because now you got this little ad out there. Maybe you put it in your community. So you've done the pre-sale. You put it for 7 days. Now you want to set up a payment link. Now, this doesn't have to get complicated. I know people that won't launch products. Excuse me. I'm going to take a little sip here. All right. So they won't launch products because they don't have this elaborate storefront. Okay, it's kind of like me saying, I'm not going to do a podcast unless I have a Rodecaster Pro. It just doesn't make any sense to me, okay? Now, I know presentation, I know showing up, I know keeping on brand, all that stuff is very important. But don't get stuck in the mud and not sell products and not have this engagement with your community because you don't have an online store. And this is a true story. I was coaching a lady through this. She had a pretty vibrant community, by the way. She worked really hard to build it. And she doesn't, if we mock up a shirt, literally just a picture of a shirt, I get her some pricing on the minimum, all the stuff I've talked about. I send her over the design. I see in about 15 minutes, she has it up. She has a PayPal link that simply just says, hey, be sure to include your shipping address and your size of shirt in the special statement or whatever it is, like not description, but the, in the comments, like, any special shipping instructions. There we go. I'll get it out in a second. So anyway, she does this, puts it out there. And I'm like, this is not, this is, I mean, this, I'm pretty simple, but this is like maybe too simple. Okay, maybe like at least have a website where they get to or something. But she does this, calls me the next day and was like, Billy, I kid you not, I just sold 150 t-shirts to my community. Once again, she had a vibrant community. I'm not saying everybody's going to do this. And you kind of look at your numbers and look at your analytics and kind of see how big it is and say, okay, maybe 5 to 10% of those people are actually going to buy a shirt. So maybe that's where you even start the process. But anyway, if you're watching this, hopefully you're building this community. You feel pretty confident about it. So she does that. She sells 150 shirts. I was shocked. Actually, it proved something to me that you don't have to. Because I was before, I'm like, yeah, you need to do Shopify or you need to do a WooCommerce store or you know, you need to do something. Now, I will say if you have Podpage, if you're a podcaster and you got Podpage, the pro version has a storefront that you can link a Stripe to. So I've done that. You put a picture of the product and then you say buy now and it just takes them to a Stripe payment form. But anyway, and they can do, you know, they can do all that stuff and fill out the information. So don't get bogged down. Just figure it out and maybe even buy a little tester thing or whatever and refund yourself just to go through the process of knowing how people check out, if they have questions, because now you're selling B2C or, you know, business to customer. And you're going to have some Q&A stuff. You're going to have, how do I do this? How do I log in? You know, you're going to have to do that customer service stuff. I don't care who you are. It just never goes as easy as you think. However, there's money to be made with merch and apparel, and it's additional streams of revenue, right? And a t-shirt is one stream of revenue. A mug is one stream of revenue. A journal is another stream of revenue. But you want to put this thing together the right way so you'll get that return customer when you launch another product. And this just happened. There's a community I'm a part of. Community that I love. I'm a part of. I spent some money on a product. The product cost me $20 to get it shipped to Puerto Rico. Cost me $10. So I was in for $30. All right. I don't know about you, but $30 is a lot of coffee. All right. And so I'm like, oh, $30. Cool. No problem. I'm part of the community. Whatever. So I get this thing. I don't even think I'm really going to use it because it's not something I would typically use. And I'm filling it out and I notice like, wait a second, this doesn't even make sense. Like this doesn't follow the system that it's even trying to curate for me. And so anyway, there was like a lot of missing pieces to this. There's a lot of missing details to this product. And right there in that moment, I just knew like, I'm probably not going to buy the second edition of this. Definitely not the third. You know, I'm not going to be a return customer, and especially for this product or this type of product that this company creates. Now they create another product that I love and use every single day and love it. But for this one particular product, I just wasn't satisfied. And so you don't want me or that situation to be you, okay, or your customer. All right, so now make sure your community knows when the turnaround time is, when they can expect their shirt. Be sure to ask for the sizes and shipping addresses. You don't want to be chasing people around, trying to figure that kind of stuff out. It's a lot of legwork. And let them know, you know, once again, it's a pre-sale, blah, 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 blah. And then once you hit your goal, so say in our case, April 11th at 5 p.m. comes around, we hit our goal. Now is when we're going to reach out to our printer and say, hey, remember when you priced this stuff for me? I'm ready to place the order. Here it is, blah, blah, blah. Wait 2 weeks, get the shirts in, and then ship them out. Now, this is bulk ordering. Okay, so this is when you get wholesale prices. This is when you get the very best prices. Now, we can go, if people have questions, you know, we can go through Q&A and you can ask a question or whatever about different scenarios and direct garment printing and all that kind of stuff. But I will tell you this. Man, I keep coughing. I'm sorry. But I will tell you this. When you are doing product, keep it simple. All right. I know people who you can go to Printful or Printify or Bonfire or whatever, like, you know, Shirt Press or whatever it's called. I don't know. You can go to these companies and you can set up websites and you can put 100 products on there, but it's just not going to work out for you. Okay. Do 2 or 3 products if you want to launch multiples. But in my opinion, I want to make the most money for my time and effort. So I want to do a bulk order. I think you can do a pre-sale this way. I think you can figure out really quickly without spending any money, without setting up a website, without going through anything else, without being disappointed, you can get all those expectations met fairly easy by just asking your community the question, hey, are you interested in product? I'm thinking about doing a t-shirt. I'm thinking about doing a coffee mug. And then let them walk you through the process. So that is kind of the basics of how all this kind of stuff works. It's pretty easy. I could go through pros and cons of DTG versus, you know, screen printing. I can talk about this stuff all day long. Like I said, I've spent years doing it. But I want to know if anybody has any questions in the comments. Let me know. I just see some people jump in and say hello. Chris Vagalil says, market yourself like a band has always been my philosophy. I don't know what that means because I don't have that perspective, but bands are effective. Bands are really effective. All right, so be as cost effective as possible. Absolutely. That is something you need to do. And then bands always have options. I agree. You got to have some options. But once again, know your product. Launch it easy, especially for people that are just getting started in this thing. You're not out gigging every weekend, all right? You're gigging every week on your podcast, but you got to create that community. You're not customer-facing all the time in the creator, live streamer, podcast perspective, okay? So there's a lot of different ways to skin this cat. If you're a business and you're out there all the time, you're at business shows and all this kind of stuff, sure, maybe you spend a lot of money up front, buy all this stuff and take it with you, okay? We'll see. Rich Graham said, life's too short for turds. I agree 100%. Don't put out turds. Put out nice product that people want, and you'll become known for your product. Trust me. I've seen it time and time and time again. Knee says, get a cry cut. Make them t-shirt. Buy the Fruit of the Loom. No. No. Please don't. Please don't. That just made me sad. I hope you're joking, Knee. If not, we're going to have a talk. One, you said my design was ugly. Now you're telling people bad, really, really bad information. I mean, it's possible you could do that, right? And I know people who do. Like, I know people who have these cry cuts or crickets or however you say it, and they are crushing it, okay? In my opinion, though, vinyl t-shirt, I hate press shirts. I mean, they're not the worst thing ever. And there's certainly use cases for them. However, I would not go that way, all right? I would go get a traditionally screen-printed shirt. It's going to be better. It's going to last longer, all those fun things. All right, guys, so if you have any questions, this is a little part of the show where I open it up for a little Q&A. If you're on Bullhorn, if you're listening, you want to jump in, you can actually call in there, ask a question, or there's actually, on that platform, there's a questions little tab there, and you can send me a little question. If not, well, actually, while we're doing that, I'll remind you guys that I do have a Buy Me a Coffee. So if you find any value in this at all, this is my Buy Me a Coffee link right here, right there. There you go. I got to figure it out. It's opposite of what I see. But it's buymeacoffee.com/Billy Thorpe. If you go to creatingdaily.live, you can actually go to the live show, Creating Daily Live Show tab, and there's links in there. And buymeacoffee.com/Billy Thorpe is in there as well. And this is how I buy my Maven coffee, all right? So people support and buy that coffee. And also, as a creator, if you don't have Buy Me a Coffee set up, then you're missing a really good opportunity for your community to do that, right? To build interaction with you. Now, I know some creators are like, I do this for free. I podcast for free. I live stream for free. I just love giving, and I do too. But the fact is, this right here is an interactive engagement opportunity for your community to say, hey, we really like what you're doing. And they can do that, okay? And they can send you, you know, that stuff or whatever. So, let's see. Knee says, links in the chat. Thank you, Knee. You're the best, man. I always pick on Knee, but he's so supportive, always here. And we kind of rib each other as we go. So, it's pretty fun. Appreciate him always jumping in. And he came over from Clubhouse. He was like, dude, come on. Don't leave Clubhouse. Stay with us. And I didn't leave Clubhouse in general. I still do rooms over there, but for this content, for this live show, I want to focus on Bullhorn and YouTube and some other places. So if you haven't joined me on Bullhorn or YouTube, once again, creatingdaily.live, you can find the live show links there. Subscribe to that YouTube channel. If I get to 100 people, I think I get a custom URL, so that's a goal. I really appreciate that. Or you can listen. If you want to go back and listen to this, I do upload every episode to a podcast hosting company, which goes out to most podcast players. All right. It doesn't look like anyone has any questions for me that I can actually see in the chat. If this was helpful, give me a big thumbs up. I really appreciate that. Just want a little bit of feedback from you. And once again, we can talk about this in linked. I know Rich Graham that's in the listening thing there that's commented. He is in this business as well. So it'd be interesting for him and I to do an episode. Maybe I'll bring him on here. I know he's a live streamer as well. So Rich, if you're still listening, let's get together and have you on the show and let's talk about some of this stuff, because I think there's big opportunity in merch And when I say merch, I'm not just talking about t-shirts. I'm talking about mugs. Like, here's a little Larry the Lemon mug, if it'll focus. This is a little Larry the Lemon mug that I did, you know, just out of, like, randomly on Instagram. And Larry the Lemon here, you know, whatever, like, to help me promote some workshops and stuff. And then I was like, you know what, I'm going to get a mug printed. Now everybody's like, oh, man, that's a cool mug. Now I'm not selling these. There's not a Larry the Lemon shop or anything. If you want one, we can figure it out. But maybe next time we talk about this, we will talk about the direct-to-garment. We will talk about the one-off goods because there's a lot of product that you don't want to ship. You don't want to ship coffee mugs. Trust me. If you want to just break money, buy coffee mugs and ship them, you don't want to do that. So there's plenty of companies out there that will ship them. Now, they're going to be a little more expensive, but they'll do one-off stuff and ship it for you. So, and it just depends on what you want to do. Maybe you want to box up coffee mugs, but not me. I'll box up t-shirts. I'll put t-shirts in bags all day and send them. But I will not send coffee mugs. So I find somebody to do that for me. Rich says he's down for it. Boom, just booked another episode just like that. And speaking of tomorrow, I'm waiting for confirmation. I'm just going to check my email real quick because I'm waiting for confirmation from a friend of mine to be on the show tomorrow. But it will definitely be back 2 p.m. tomorrow. We're running Monday through Friday every weekday at 2 p.m. Talking to other creators or bringing stuff like this to really inspire, encourage, motivate you as a creator in whatever that looks like for you. If it's to create more content, create better content, make money off your content, that's what I want to do. I want to create this phenomenal community of people. You know, and I'm doing too many call to actions, but just go to creatingdaily.live and join our Discord server and all that fun stuff because we have a phenomenal group of creators in a phenomenal community of creators that are always down to help each other, encourage each other, and all that kind of stuff. So that is all for me today, guys. I really appreciate you. And be sure to go hit that live button, hit that record button today, hit that TikTok button or Instagram or whatever. Whatever you want to do, move the needle. No one's going to move it for you. And, you know, some people call me crazy for doing this daily live show, but I've already seen massive increase in my business. I've already seen massive increase in opportunities and my listenership and viewership of some projects I'm doing. So I really appreciate all you guys and feel free to connect. Shoot me an email. If you want to be a part of the show, if you're a creator, let me know. If you want me to highlight you in the creator highlight, let me know. All right, guys, until next time, have a good day. We'll see you tomorrow, 2 p.m. Eastern. And it's going to be a little surprise show because I don't have anyone confirmed, but I don't have anyone decline. Until then.